So this part of the podcast is going to look at the actual setup of the lights. So I'm going to try and go through this quite systematically. So the first thing you need to do when you receive the lights the weekend before the actual fashion show is, I think we've organised this year for them to be delivered, so that's good. So they'll be received by you, and I think I've given some instructions in an email on what to do with them. But basically what you need to do is take them up to the bar and put them in that area I talked about before, at the back, where we run the lighting from usually, where the Golden Cobs bar is, or you know, the Rugby Boys Circles corner. And then clear a big space over there, make sure there's no tables there and things like that. You might want to push the table to the side. And then lay out all the equipment. Now, you've got those big tripods and the bars, and we'll come to those in good time. But I think it's best to start with the power supply end of things and then move up to the actual lights themselves. But we'll see how it goes. So the power for all the lighting comes from a box that is on your left as you look at the back wall, or on your right as you look at the dance floor from the back wall. So on the bar side. And that is behind one of the partitions in the corner there, near the entrance to where you come into a disco. So opposite the cloakroom bit, where you pay and whatever. So that is a grey box with a big lever on it, a big handle, and the handle switches the power on and off. Make sure it's switched to off before you start doing anything, because we don't want to get anyone electrocuted. Not that that's likely to happen, but anyway. From that is at the bottom, there's a big connector, and that connects up to there's a really fat cable. In fact, I think they usually supply us with two or three of those really fat cables. You only need the one, and what you need to do is get that fat cable, plug it into that box, and it twists on. You should be able to work it out as a cap, and then you twist on the big fat cable, and then the cable can be run across the back of those seats and down into the corner there in front of that opening where the Cobbs bar usually is, and that plugs into a box which has a big fat cable coming out of it as well, and you should be able to find that box, and that's the main power supply box. So that fat cable should plug into that box, or a cable coming out of that box. So it's a big kind of half a metre by half a metre by 25 centimetres or something box, which has lots of plug sockets on it and lights and fuses and things. So basically you plug that into there, and then there's loads of power switches at the back which activate the different parts of the power unit. And that power unit has on the back inputs for normal standard plugs, like the plugs that you have at home. Those are called 13 amp plugs. But it also has sockets for 16 amp connectors, which are the round power plugs that are used often outside and for big electrical things. So those are your main kind of power connections. There's lots of different conversions that have to be done from different types of power cable, but we'll come to those as we do. So first of all, what you've got set up there is your big fat power cable running from that box with the handle near the bar, a cable running across the back of those seats, back below the trophy cabinets, and then running down into another box which has lots of different power outputs and fuses and switches and things. Okay, so you've got that set up now. The next thing you do is start to plug things in. So it might be easier if we work from the lights backwards in this case. So we've got that power, central power unit set up. We're now going to talk about each type of light and then get you to plug them in to the main power unit, and also to the control unit, which is how you control it. So they're connected via the power unit to electricity, but they're also connected to a control unit. And that control unit forms a daisy chain, so each control dimmer unit of each set of lights connects to each other, and then finally to your controller. And the connections they use for control are something called XLR connections, and you can Google what they look like if you don't know what they look like, but they're 3-pin round connectors, and those are the control connectors, as opposed to the power connectors, which is something different. So let's start with the easiest ones to start with are probably the main floodlights, the main lights of the fashion show. These ones that I said that are on the tripods on a crossbar. So we'll start with them now. Okay, now first, the first thing to do is to set up those two tripods in your little area where you've got a bit of space. And you'll realise pretty quickly they're bloody heavy tripods. So they're kind of wrapped up with a bit of Velcro. So what you want to do is maybe have two of you there just in case you're having difficulty with it or you don't really know how to set it up or do it properly. So undo the Velcro, pull apart the tripod legs and set them up on the floor. And then you'll see there's a screw on it that you can unscrew, and then a winder which allows you to raise and lower the top of the tripod up and down. It should be quite obvious to you how it works, but have a fiddle with it. So initially you want the tripod lowered down so you can put the lights on and play with the lights. So lower it down, and then there's a clamp at the top, and you want to put your crossbar on that clamp so that there is equal amount of bar either side of the central bit of the tripod. And then what you want to do is put two of the lamps on, screwed onto the crossbar on each side of the tripod clamp. So you've got four lights, two each side of the tripod clamp. And those will be in a separate box, and they should just come out. Now, what goes in the front of those luminaires is something called barn doors, which are explained in the Monckton lectures. And so those barn doors slide into the front, and a gel frame behind the barn door. The barn door allows you to isolate different parts that the light hits, so you can shape the light. And then the gel frame allows you to put a bit of tint on the light itself. The emitted light, that is. Okay, so I'm assuming you've now put those onto the crossbar. Once you put them on the crossbar, you can position them later, and that will probably come up in a later part of the podcast. But the main point is to check that they're working and work out how the control works, and that's what you're doing now. So from these lights, there is a 3-pin plug. Now those plugs have round pins, and they are 15 amp connectors, I believe, but that's a bit pointless terminology. Basically, the round pinned plugs, you have a load of wires that Point Source will provide, different wires. What you need to get is the one that goes from a round pin plug to a socket that each light will then plug into one of those, and that goes from that to a square plug socket, which looks a bit like a kettle lead that you get, like a computer power supply lead, a bit like that. It's a rectangular socket, and that then plugs into a control unit, which are blue boxes. And these blue boxes each have four channels with two sockets on each channel. You only need one of those sockets for each of these lights. So what you do is you take the 3-pin plug directly from the light, plug it into a lead that goes from a 3-pin socket to a square rectangular socket, and then that plugs into the blue control box, one of the blue control box channels. So one of those blue control boxes will do four channels, so that's perfect because that's exactly the number of lights we have each bar. So each one plug in order from left to right or from outside to inside, however you want to do it, into each one of those sockets. Now, there's a little LCD display, liquid crystal display, on the control boxes, and you have to program that to correspond to a certain channel number for each light, but we'll come to that later once you've got everything plugged in. So now you've got your four lights on each of your crossbars on each of your tripods, and the wires going from each luminaire go into a 3-pin to square plug socket, which goes into a control box. And now you've got a control box which doesn't plug into anything. So what you need to do is get a connector for that control box plug in. And the control box plugs are, I believe, standard plugs. They're like your normal 13-amp plugs that you have at home. So they need to plug into another type of wire, which is a cable that goes from one of the sockets for a normal household socket, but it goes from one of those to a big round connector, which has a cap on the end, which you have to lift up, and that'll then plug into a large round ended cable, and then that cable runs up to the box that we set up in the beginning. So that runs into the main power box, the main power distributor box, which is the one that connects the fat cable which connects to the wall. And there are four sockets on the front of that, so you can power four of those dimmer control units. Okay, and they are coordinated so that you have one for the left floodlights, one for the right floodlights, one for the big floor lights, and one for the birdies. Okay, now the only ones that will use all of the channels are the floodlights, because there are eight, and the birdies, you can either all put all 20 on one channel, or you can put the four on, or the six lights that are on the front of the catwalk, the six birdies on the catwalk that I usually have, on a separate channel to the main stage birdies. You can have them as separate channels, but otherwise they're all on one. I put them all on one channel, and also you can probably separate the five floor standing big lights into separate channels if you wish, but you'll see what I mean once you plug them all in. So let's just recap over what I've just said. So you've got your tripods, so your left tripod and your right tripod, and they've got crossbars on. Each crossbar has four lights hanging off it, four floodlights. Each has barn doors on the front and gel frames inside so you can put your colours in. Each has a wire running down from the luminaire into a converter, which converts it from a 3-pin plug to a square socketed plug that plugs into a control unit. And each light has a different control unit channel. Okay, so each goes into a different socket on the dimmer control unit. And from that dimmer control unit, the power is supplied through a round socketed cable which connects into a standard socket cable that runs, and then the round socketed cable runs all the way back to the main power distributor. Sounds complicated, doesn't it? But it's really not that complicated when you look at it. Everything just has a socket that it plugs into. If you work from the light luminaire backwards, it's actually quite logical what everything plugs into. So now you've got the power to it, you then need the control to it. And as I said before, the control wires are something called DMX wire, DMX connector. The control system is known as DMX, but the cable connector are called SLRs. and the SLR connector has three pins. So from your left to your right main floodlight control dimmer units, you need to run a cable, and there should be a socket that says in and out, and so you run from one in to the other's out, and then from that one you run another XLR cable from that one's in, and that will then go to a control desk, and you can the control desk is in a little box, it's a rectangular thing. You open it up, it has a power supply. You can just plug that into the normal bar power supply. That doesn't need to go into any special power supply. And then that will plug into, that has an SLR connection as well. And so, do I mean SLR? XLR. SLRs are cameras. XLR connection. Sorry about that. So they're all XLR connectors. The system is DMX. Anyway, you've got an XLR cable going from one dimmer unit to the next dimmer unit to the control unit. Okay? And so there you've got a chain. Now from that control dimmer unit, you need to connect another XLR cable to connect to the next dimmer unit, and so on and so forth. So all the dimmer units are daisy chained, as we call it, from one to the next. So they're all connected, and then the final one connects up to the actual control unit with all the dimmer channels on. Sounds a bit complicated. If it doesn't make sense, maybe I've not explained it very well, give me an email. Or look in the guidebook when it's finished. So that's the control. And that's the main floodlights. You also need to set up the floor standing lanterns, which is what I'm going to talk about next.
So the floor standing lanterns, pretty similar to the main floodlights, really. They, apart from the fact they just, we sit them on the stage floor, and these are five kind of big cans, and otherwise they're known as par cans. Actually, the big floodlights are actually Fresnels. These are par cans, which means PAR cans. PAR means something else, but anyway, all you need to know is they're called PAR cans. Can't remember what PAR stands for, parabolic or something. Anyway, those cans need to be secured to the stage floor when they're put in place. And as I said, I think there's five of them that we get given every year, and I usually put one in each corner of the big main stage, and then one at the end of the catwalk, kind of pointing up at the end of the catwalk. And you probably want to put them on different channels, so you've got the two in the background on one channel and the two in the foreground on one channel, and then the one at the end of the catwalk on its own channel. So let's see what you want to do with them is they've got the same connectors as the floodlights, so they've got these rounded pin connectors, the 15 amp plugs. And those 15 amp plugs, similarly to the Fresnels, the floodlights, they need to plug into a converter that takes them from the round pin plug to a square kind of rectangular plug, which goes into the dimmer control units, what you mentioned before, the blue boxes. But because they're quite far out and not near each other, you probably have to run an extension lead first. So you need a 15 amp extension lead, which goes from a 3-pin rounded socket connector from the luminaire itself to 3-meter wire or something that then has another 3-pin rounded connector at the end, and then that can plug into a converter that is a wire that goes from a 3-pin rounded socket, 3 rounded pin socket to a rectangular connector, like the kettle lead type style that goes into your computer, that kind of connector, into the dimmer control units. And then again, it's much the same principle as the floodlights, so they're pretty straightforward as well. Okay, the next thing. So once they're set up, you can put them on a separate channels, or you know, put them on individual channels if you want, or just put them all on one channel. It doesn't really make a difference. It's only if you want to be able to control them independently. So now what have we done? We've set up our main floodlights, the Fresnels, and we've set up our floor-standing parkans. Great. The next ones to talk to you about are the 2-inch parkans, which are the ones that there's lots of little ones that light up from the floor of the stage, and those little ones are called birdies, as previously mentioned. So let's now move on to talk about the setup of the birdies.